I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Dan from Woodinville is. Dan, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Question for you. Were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get three correct answers from the cheat sheet?
Oh, my goodness. No, I missed it.
That's okay. You're a man of integrity.
Well, Dan is ready. Steve, that means you got to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
A spork is a combination of what two utensils?
Fork. Wait. Knife and spoon?
No.
Fork and spoon.
Yes. In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
Football.
Yes. Who sang Sweet Home Alabama?
Pass.
What decade was the first Grammy Awards held?
The 50s.
Yes. What natural disaster destroyed three of the seven wonders of the ancient world?
Hurricane.
No.
Tornado.
No.
Tsunami.
No. Piloerection is another word for what reflexive response? No.
Blinking?
No. In what U.S. state did the first Six Flags open?
Texas.
Yes. What popular toy was invented by taking empty pie plates and throwing them in the air?
Empty what?
Pie plates and throwing them in the air.
A frisbee.
Yes. You got five correct, Dan.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Yeah, right down the middle, baby.
Here
comes the man, the myth, the legend, I guess.
Crazy.
Steve Nicks.
Oh.
Nicks, are you ready?
Yes!
A spork is a combination of what two utensils?
Oh, man, I love the old spork. The spoon and the fork.
Correct. In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
That would be college football.
It is. Who sang Sweet Home Alabama?
Play some Skynyrd, man. Leonard Skynyrd.
Yes. What decade were the first Grammy Awards held?
The 50s.
Yes.
1950s.
What kind of natural disaster destroyed three of the seven wonders of the ancient world?
Earthquake?
Yes. Piloerection is another word for what reflexive response?
What was that word again?
Piloerection.
Can you say it slower, please?
No, piloerection.
What was the question?
Piloerection is another word for what reflexive response?
Gag?
No.
Knee jerk?
No.
Tickle?
No. In what U.S. state did the first Six Flags open?
New York?
No.
Texas?
Yes. What popular toy was invented by taking empty pie plates and throwing them in the air?
Frisbee?
Yes. Oh, in what 1989 movie did Kevin Costner play Ray Kinsella?
Was that Waterworld?
No.
Dances with Wolves?
No.
The Natural?
No.
I can't think of it.
Steve?
Uh-huh.
You got seven correct, uh-huh. And that is a win, yes. 7-5. Sorry, Dan from Woodinville.
Oh, good game. Go good Cougs. Game.
Go Cougs, that's right.
With the Cougs.
I'm smart. You dumb.
Want to know what piloerection is?
Yes, badly.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. And then the movie where Kevin Costner played Ray Kinsella, Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Yes, there you go, Steve. Congratulations on your victory. We have a new t-shirt in the Rock Shop where you look like a character from the show Dog Man.
And I hear if you put it on, it feels so good that it gives you a pyloreaction.
Oh, boy. Well, I can't speak to that. I can't speak to that personally.
Whenever I look at the mirror of me wearing that shirt. Yeah.
You can get your very own I Beat Migs shirt, Pilo Erection, sold separately at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We would love to see you at El Corazon tomorrow night. It is a Kevin Deers benefit show where the proceeds are going to be supporting his family during this very difficult time.
I know all of us are going to be there. Ryan Castle, the men's room as well. Our old friend BJ Shea is going to be swinging by too. So it's going to be a good time to celebrate a great man.
Get all the info and pick up your tickets at KISW.com. The three of us, we all end up watching some pretty interesting stuff out there. So many streaming services we're all subscribed to these days.
It's insane how many.
So what are we watching? Well, we each went and picked one thing that we've been binging, geeking out over.
And this is what you've been watching. Let's see.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, there's a very good chance you'll be dead.
You're gonna lose.
You swore. That was a very intense episode, by the way.
So, what is this show?
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. Okay.
The Last of Us. So it's set in like the late 2030s.
Yeah, up until a couple of days ago, I didn't realize that there were like I know they're not zombies, but that's the closest I guess.
They're called infected.
Right. I didn't know that.
It's pretty much like zombies, but people that have played the video game are like, they're not zombies. They're not zombies. Also, the people that play the video game are like the same people that read the book, you know, and then they tell you like, oh, don't watch the show, read the book.
Right, right.
I'm never going to read the book and I'm not going to play the video game. I just really like the show.
It's that good, huh?
It's that good. It's very intense. It's got a lot of good storylines, a lot of flashbacks and flash forwards and things of that nature. And the acting, I think, is stellar. Awesome writing. I'm here for it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Migs, what are you watching?
There are a lot of reasons why you might question Brett Favre's inner goodness.
Allegations that he sent lewd texts and photos to a New York Jet employee.
Brett Favre ultimately destroyed my life.
Maybe we shouldn't be surprised that he got caught up in a federal welfare misappropriation scandal.
You take money intended for the poorest. I don't know how he sleeps at night.
This Brett Favre documentary, I finished it yesterday. It's on Netflix. It's part of their Untold Sports documentaries, which are always great. They never disappoint. But this one, man, I didn't really pay. I remember all these stories, but when you put it into an hour documentary, you just realize what a piece of crap Brett Favre is.
So it's how long is the whole thing altogether?
About an hour. It's just an hour.
Just
watch.
One episode.
Yes, and it flies
perfect.
By. It talks about the sex, the little like when you're sending text messages to this Jen Sturger, who is a sideline reporter. She's on it, and she tells some crazy stuff. There's also a journalist that's on it where they're like, "Hey, we need to like do a piece about how good of a dad Brett Favre is," and some kind of stuff was going on. And the guy's just like, look, I'm a journalist. I don't write fiction.
Ooh,
and I was like, damn. Apparently, like, everybody knew he was a piece of crap, but he was so idolized in Green Bay because he brought them a championship that a lot of people looked the other way. And then, I mean, all the stuff about, like, you know, grabbing money from a welfare fraud scandal as
Yikes.
Well. Everything about this documentary, it's awesome from beginning to end.
Well, I'm in on that.
Highly recommend it.
Danny, what are you watching?
I wanted love because I was lonely. So I went online.
And he's a handsome man.
He was very handsome.
Very handsome.
He was a very handsome man.
And he had a nice body.
Woo, like that butt.
Hey, beautiful. Anatomy of a Romance Scam. It's on Hulu. And it's this story about how all these women were like scammed by this guy on the internet.
Just one guy?
One guy. And I haven't finished it yet, but it's like a three-part like documentary thing. And the second episode is coming up and they're going to reveal. And it's they show the guy and I'm like,
dude, this is awesome.
Yeah. It's like a catfish, but he like, I'm not sure if he's the catfish or if people used his photos or what. But it's crazy. Like, they sent him $30,000. You know, and he's, like, saying all that, never meets up with them in person.
So these are those stories of, like, those older ladies that are just looking for any kind of love, and they're telling their story, and we'll get a little bit of a... I'd imagine we get a peek inside their mind, like, why were you sending $30,000?
Yes, and spoiler alert, two of the ladies were married when they started this relationship with this guy.
Ooh,
one
spicy.
Of them, Words with Friends.
is how it started.
What? Yes. It's crazy,
what
dude.
What was the word?
Bang.
There's a messaging feature, and they did it.
Bro, there's a part in the trailer where it says something.
30,000 because I love it.
1.5 million. 2,750,000.
Yeah.
What?
Dude. It's pretty crazy to see how this guy scammed all these ladies.
2-something million? I need to start hitting on some lonely old ladies.
Scammer Steve.
I'm sure my wife will be okay with that.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
David Lee Roth was away from the stage for 5 years, but he is back. And some people are already having a field day goofing on poor DLR. But it's not for his singing.
Yes.
We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
David Lee Roth, Diamond Dave. He's made a comeback. He was 5 years away from the stage.
Yes.
But then he reappeared recently at the M3 Festival, and he was doing a bunch of Van Halen, and he sounded great. A lot of people were commenting on how fantastic he sounded at 70 years old. Check it out.
And he's smiling from ear to ear. It was so much fun to watch. And I'm not saying he sounds perfect, but this sounds better than the time I saw my Bumbershoot, which was like 20, maybe 30 years ago. And some people are saying that maybe he's using some sweetened like vocal tracks.
Sure.
I'm okay with that. He's 70. If that's what makes it sound better, to enjoy that concert experience and see DLR, I'm in.
He sounded fantastic, but that's not why people were goofing on him so much on the internet. It's not good at all. They weren't goofing on him for his singing.
Okay.
But it's because of what he was wearing. We're going to go.
Danny, have you seen what he's wearing? So he's wearing this, and it's not so much the outfit. The outfit's like this leather jacket and leather pants. But the pants, it's very obvious he's not wearing underwear underneath the pants. And there's like some bulge action going on. But let's just say the motion of the ocean must have been very important when groupies met up with David Lee Roth. And a lot of people were fixated on that.
I broke an ankle running to the comments. So let's go straight to the comments.
We found a few of those comments and we just figured out who better to read these than Al Pacino. Oh, so here's Robot Al Pacino reading the comments about David Lee Roth and, well, what he's packing underneath those leather pants. Mm. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yeah.
He reminds me of an old rooster that is just happy that he's not in a KFC bucket enjoying every day.
Okay, that's more just about his visual.
He did look very energetic and happy to be there.
Dude, he was smiling. It was infectious. I was smiling watching it.
Yes.
Until I looked below the waist.
I know.
And I was laughing. No, I didn't care.
He sounds great, but maybe he should stuff a sock down there.
I mean, whoever is helping him with his wardrobe, bad on them. That is... Someone should have helped him out.
But in all fairness, maybe when he was wearing it and he just showed it off, everything looked good. It wasn't until he started moving around and maybe sweating that
the lights shining.
And then the leather pants are sticking more to his body. So now all of a sudden, now you're seeing like everything that's inside of his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's packing a AA battery down there. Next time, wear some boxers.
I feel like more of it was like a AAA.
Yeah. Like you're being generous.
For everyone commenting on his looks and age. Well, guess what? It's coming for you, too.
Yes, that is very true.
Then again, when I'm 70, I'm probably not going to be wearing leather pants.
And if I'm 70 wearing leather pants, the last thing I'm going to care about is whether or not people are commenting on my junk. Like, I'm like, look, man.
I mean, his junk has been in more places than, like, the rest of us combined. So.
Right. I mean, his junk deserves its own Instagram page.
Yes.
his pickle shrank and turned into a gherkin.
Okay.
Wow.
People got a lot of free time on their hands.
Remember, all of you making fun of his junk, he screwed more tail than you'll ever dream to.
True.
Plus, possibly your mom.
Oh.
It's just whittled down.
Oh, so if you use it too much, then all of a sudden, like, you lose inches? Is half that how it works?
Half of it falls off.
Oh, no wonder why I'm doing just fine.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Dave's packing a double A battery down there.
Yeah, we heard that one. Okay. We got one more comment about David Lee Roth and what he was wearing and what it was showing.
Today I learned David has a little...
Oh, no. Wow. Let's just remember, he sounded fantastic.
And even when somebody texted and said, David Lee Roth might be one of the coolest frontmen ever besides Bon Scott. Say what you want about Diamond Dave, but that dude has more energy than any old man I could think of. Always a smile on his face.
I agree.
Yeah, I watched the video. If you didn't tell me he was 70, I would have thought he's a lot younger than that just based on his movement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm still a fan, but again... Don't go with that wardrobe. Fire whoever is dressing you.
Or just put some underwear on underneath it.
That would have helped.
The Daily Mix Show.
Despite her water breaking, a news anchor continued the morning show while going into labor. We're going to tell you what's trending after Metallica. As you get your day going, you might be curious. What is going on out there in the world of pop culture? Well, we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There's a news anchor from New York named Olivia who went into labor right before starting the morning newscast and still anchored the show.
That's impressive that she was still doing the job for that, like that close to her birth.
I don't even know how you could focus on your job when your body is actively going into labor. Her water broke at 4:15 in the morning, and about 90 minutes later, she was still on the air. This is Olivia and her co-host Julia talking about it.
We do have some breaking news this morning, literally. Yes. Olivia's water has broke.
That's
and
right.
She is anchoring the news now in active.
I bet she was so fired up to do that pun.
Oh, I know.
We got
just
breaking
waiting
news.
Waiting for the opportunity.
Water breaking news.
Broke.
That's right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
She's still here. She's been doing the entire show. This is her decision to do this.
I'd rather be at work than at the hospital.
After we're done with this show, you should probably go.
At that point, her water is already broke.
Yes.
And she's not even heading to the hospital yet.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe she was already tracking her contractions and the time between them and knew that if she went right then, they're probably going to send her home anyway. So might as well finish the job.
Might as well finish your show.
I mean, I've had friends go into labor and they like do their hair and makeup and like finish tidying the house and then they go to the hospital.
That was how my wife was when her water broke. I'll never forget. We were watching, was it like that Jennifer Lopez movie? I think Hustlers or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, and we just got some, I think it was Thai food. And we're eating, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, got to go to the bathroom or something. And she's like, oh, my water just broke. And I don't know why. I think maybe I've watched too many movies and too many TV shows. I'm like, oh. So I start running to get the bag. I'm running here. Let's go. Let's hurry up. She's like, we got time. I was like, what? She's like, let's drop the dog off over at my mom's house and all that. I'm like, we don't have time for that. We got to
go.
We got to speed to the hospital. She's like, I'm fine.
You're treating it like a NASCAR pit crew?
Yeah, I was freaking the F out. I don't know how any of that stuff works.
Oh.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yay, Olivia.
I'll do my best.
High
which
five,
means
whole
maybe
show. Look at that. Three and a half, 3 hours of news.
That's right.
In contractions. I think that's a first for CBS6.
All right, well, hopefully I don't see you tomorrow, but make sure you join Julia.
That'd be so great. She showed up and she's got a brand new baby. She's like, I'm just a workaholic, guys.
No rest for the wicked.
Did you know that you could hurry up or did you know you had time after your water broke?
My water didn't break. They had to break it for me at the hospital. I had to be induced like 9 days after my due date.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I went in I went in a week after our due date, and then Barrett wasn't born for 2 more days, so he was 9 days late.
Sid was a week late.
Yeah.
I think we were supposed to have her on December 6th, ended up having her on the 13th, and we were going in that day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because we ended up going like Thursday night, the 12th, and then it took forever until she finally had the kid. It was the 13th,
especially
on Friday.
The first kid. It's like you never know how long it's going to take. It can take a very long time. But we were a little bit disappointed because he took his sweet time arriving. But if he had arrived 1 hour later on the dot, he would have been born, if it's military time, 21:12, which is a really awesome Rush album.
I'm sick of you.
Me too, Barrett. I am so sick of her.
He was born at 10-12. If he had just waited till 11-12.
You know, I give you a hard time, but I'll be honest. I was fired up when it was midnight and she still didn't have the kid on December 12th because I'm like, we're having a Friday the 13th, baby.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
That's awesome.
You know, because like, I don't remember what day I was actually born on.
No.
And when people will say what day, now I know. It's Friday the 13th. It's easy awesome. To remember. Yeah. So we go from Knocked Up to Hard Knocks.
Ooh.
You know, the new season's starting up. They're going to be, do you know who they're showcasing?
Tell me.
It's not the Seahawks, even though I think it would be fun to watch the Seahawks on Hard Knocks, but I know, like, it's a distraction. I get why the team doesn't want to do it.
We're in a rebuilding year, Steve.
Are we? They're winning the Super Bowl this year, just like the Mariners are winning.
Oh, yeah.
And the Kraken are winning the Stanley Cup, and everybody's winning everything. Well, the Buffalo Bills, they're going to be showing them during training camp. They're also going to do a thing where they're looking at some of the NFC East teams, including the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Commanders. It's narrated by Liv Schreiber, as always. He's awesome with that. And then the series will premiere on August 5th on HBO Max.
That's very exciting. I've always been kind of like a closet Bills supporter just because I love their fan base so much.
I know. I hope they focus on the fans and the burning tables and the tailgate parties and all the stupid stuff that they do.
I mean, the players are cool, but the real story is those wild fans.
But I do love that, like, you get, like, maybe players you never even gave a crap about. All of a sudden, like, there's something about them that makes you go, oh, yeah, I'm rooting for this guy.
100%. There's a pot shop in West Hollywood called The Woods, and it's partially owned by Woody Harrelson and Bill Maher. They were robbed over the weekend. Five thieves broke in and stole about $3,000 worth of product, and then they took off in a black sedan.
And now they're pitching at the Hollywood so they could, like, coast. Wouldn't that be an amazing movie?
Oh, my gosh.
Based on an incident that happened at their pot shop and then have them two star in it?
They could totally do that.
Also, very strange, Woody Harrelson and Bill Maher.
I mean, they're two legendary stoners, so.
Fair, yeah. And I don't know if you heard about this story that happened over in California with this officer by the name of Nicole Brown. She learned rather quickly that, look, if you're going to claim workers' compensation because you were quote-unquote injured on the job, because, you know, in those situations, you get paid.
Oh, yeah.
And you're getting taken care of, and, like, you're good until, like, you're healthy again. Well, she was going to concerts, and there was video footage of her dancing at Stagecoach, and also that she was visiting Disneyland, video footage of her riding the rides, and these are all things that you shouldn't be able to do when you're on workers' comp. So she got busted for that, and I guess she collected over $600,000 in benefits and could face 22 years in prison if she's convicted.
I mean, if you're going to try to work the system, you got to be a little bit smarter than that.
Yeah, like, put a wig on or something like that.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve with a record of 168 wins, 58 losses, and 38 ties in 2025? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.